And magandang gabi po sa inyong lahat. Crossroad Church, tonight is the night of life sharing with the Word of God and praying together in the name of Jesus. Mm-hmm. So napakadami pong nangyayari sa ating paligid, not only in the Philippines but around the world. But we praise God because we have a sovereign, powerful, and the God who is always present to help us in this season of our lives. So, praise the Lord. Mm-hmm. Matatapos na ang month of April.
Ang bilis ng panahon, ano?
Ayan, nabilisan ka na. Dati, natatagalan ka. Ako po ay April. Talagang bilis na bilis sa takbo ng araw, ng panahon. But we praise God dahil hindi lang po tayo bumibilang ng araw, kung hindi bumibilang rin po tayo ng mga bagay, no, na nakakamit natin na siyang nagpapalakas po sa atin.
Amen.
Salamat sa Fresh and Fruitful series this month of April. Mm-hmm. Nakita natin yung unang Wednesday po natin. We talked about fresh and fruitful based on the book of Deuteronomy.
Yes.
And so we walk through the book of Deuteronomy. At nakita po natin doon that this is a book of remembrance, reminders, book of romance, renewal, at ikit sa lahat, book of reproduction.
Mm-hmm.
So, lahat ng galaw ng Diyos ay hindi lamang para sa atin, kundi para ito ay ituloy natin to the next many succeeding generations to come. At yun, yakap natin yung truth na yun. That's why tuloy-tuloy, no, yung series natin from the thought of reproducing, you know, being fruitful, no, in loving the Lord, in serving Him. Kaya nung second week naman, we talk about Psalm 92.
Mm-hmm.
Yung growing.
Yung staying fresh, even yeah, you are old.
No, tapos may mga directions siya, no? Mm-hmm. Yung growing downward.
Mm-hmm.
So, we grow in roots.
Yeah.
Don't be rooted
rootedness
in the Lord, in His Word. And then we grow upward.
Mm-hmm.
That is our righteousness,
yes,
in Jesus. And we grow outward by being ready to serve the Lord. So, mm-hmm, ang daming ngayon na usong-usong yung mga community pantries, home pantries, at talagang ang lahat ng mga tao sa paligid ay very active to share, no, to shell out kahit mga maliliit na bagay. So, we could be a blessing. And sana po ipapatuloy natin yan. That's part of being fruitful. And also, last week we talked about, sabi ni Pastor Al, why are we unfaithful? So,
unfruitful pala.
Putol-putol yung linya namin. Yun.
Hindi faithful yung ano eh, yung signal. Unreliable.
Yung why are we unfruitful again? Why are we unfaithful?
So, tanong ko yun sa ano, sa mga internet provider. Sa mga network. Why are you unfaithful in delivering your service?
Okay. So why are we unfruitful? Bakit nga po ba? So the heart of the matter is the matter of the heart. Amen? So ang lundo ng lahat ng ito, mga kapatid, ay ang lagay ng ating puso. Hindi natin pwedeng isisi sa iba, sa sitwasyon, bakit tayo hindi nagiging fruitful, hindi successful. It's all because of the condition of our heart. So kamusta po? Sana ay ang puso natin ay hindi na hardened, no? At talagang pinapabungkal na natin ang ating puso sa galaw ng Holy Spirit at sa kapangyarihan ng salita ng Panginoon. Hindi na rin po tayo shallow. Yun, hindi na tayo mababaw, kundi nagpapakalalim tayo sa tuwina. And hindi na tayo crowded, no? Nag-start na tayong mag-declutter.
Mm-hmm.
Yan. Usong-usong ngayon po iyan. Dahil stay at home po tayo, maraming nag-o-organize, mabiling-mabili yung mga organizing equipments, no? Sa lahat ng area, sa kwarto, sa kusina, and everything. And sana gayon din po, i-organize natin ang ating buhay. Declutter, remove anything that is not for the Lord, and replace everything that gives glory to Him. At sabi doon, let our hearts be obedient, faithful, yon, to Him. So that's our recap. Kabilis ng panahon. And tonight, Wednesday, the last Wednesday of April, ito na ang culminating night natin for the series Fresh and Fruitful.
Yeah, napapanahon po talaga dahil Abril, Mayo, summer, panahon ng mga prutas, panahon ng bagong pasimula, ayan, tag-ani, no? At sino ba naman ang magtatanim na ayaw ng prutas, no? Sino man naman yung magpapagal ng ayaw ng bunga? So every one of us expect that lahat ng efforts natin will bear fruit, di ba? O lahat ng itinanim natin ay mamumunga at magiging beneficial at useful. Ngayon naman ay i-turn natin around and look at the fruits, no, that God wants from us, no. Ito yung prutas na talagang ano bang klaseng prutas yung gusto ni Lord?
Yes.
Yan. Ano kaya yung prutas na gusto niya? Last week na pag-usapan natin yung mga fruits na parang ayaw niya, di ba? Hindi nakapagbubunga dahil sa shallow, dahil sa cluttered, dahil sa hard yung soil. But now we'll talk about the kind of fruit, no, that God desires, that pleases Him. No? Anong klaseng prutas yung gusto naman niya para sa atin? So, buksan natin yung mga Bibles natin sa John chapter 15, verse 16. And let's take a look at the fruit na that God desires. Ito yung fruit that lasts. Okay? So, pakibasa nga mama yung verse natin.
John chapter 15, verse 16. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, and so that whatever you ask in my name, the Father will give you.
Amen. Okay. So, kalooban ng Panginoon na tayo ay magbunga, no? Hindi tayo ang pumili sa Kanya, siya ang pumili sa atin, at dahil pinili niya tayo, in-appoint pa niya tayo, no? Ibig sabihin nun, may kakayahan tayo na mag-bear fruit. Kasi tinawag niya tayo eh, di ba? So once na tinawag ka ng Panginoon, kalakip nun yung kapangyarihan para magawa mo kung anong inaasahan ng Diyos sa iyo. Kasama na dun yung pamumunga o yung pagbe-bear ng fruit. At ang gusto ng Panginoon, yung fruit na ating ipamumunga sa ating buhay ay magtatagal. Yan. Hindi basta-basta na spoil, hindi basta-basta na nabubulok, hindi basta-basta nasisira. At ito yung bunga na magtatagal hanggang buhay na walang hanggan. We will be sharing three kinds of fruit that will last, no, for eternity ngayong gabi na ito. Tatlong klase po ng prutas yan. Tingnan natin yung una. No? Ang una pong klase ng fruit na hinahanap ng Panginoon sa atin that really pleases Him is, number one, the fruit of change lives. Yan, the fruit of change lives, no? Sabi po sa 2 Corinthians 5:17, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. So itong isang palatandaan na talagang nakilala natin ng Panginoon at naranasan natin ng kapatawaran na Kanyang inilaan doon sa krus. Kung ito'y magdudulot ng pagbabago sa ating buhay, no? Sabihin, parang meron sanang contrast eh mula noong bago nating makilala ang Panginoon, ganito tayo, at pagkatapos nating makilala ang Panginoon, ganito naman ang nangyari sa atin. No, ibang parang kitang-kita at lutang-lalutang na talagang may ginawang himala ang Diyos sa ating buhay. So that kind of fruit pleases the Lord, no? Yung change life, no? Yung dati kang sugarol, dati kang babaero, dating manluloko, dating magnanakaw, no? Pero binago ng Panginoon, ngayon ay matino, matapat, no? At isang responsabling ama, responsabling asawa at magulang, no? Yung pagbabago na ito, nakalulugod talaga sa Panginoon. And this will go on for eternity, no? We will be rewarded richly based on the changes that God sees in our lives. No? Nung tayo'y pinulot ng Panginoon sa putikan, hindi mahalaga kung anong nakaraan natin eh. Kahit ganong kasama, kadilim, kapangit ng ating mga kasalanan, no, eh tayo tinanggap ng Panginoon, tayo hinugasan niya, pinaliguan niya, tapos binihisan niya ng damit ng katuwiran. No, kaya inaasahan naman ng Panginoon na bumagay yung ating pang-araw-araw at pangkasalukuyang buhay doon sa ginawa niya. No, bagong buhay ang nais ng Panginoon sa atin. And then, sa next verse natin, no, sa Galatians chapter 2.
Alright, so dahil the old is gone, ibig sabihin, the me has gone. Sitas has gone. Sitas had died. So myself, my identity to myself had died. Therefore, I am a new person.
Mm-hmm.
At yung newness ko na yun, ang buhay na meron na ako ngayon ay hindi na yung ako sa akin at para sa akin, kung hindi ito ay dulot na ng banal na spirito. And therefore, sabi niya, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Sabi niya sa Galatians 5, verse 22 to 23.
Mm-hmm.
Sabi dito, but the fruit of the Spirit, it's not our fruit.
Yes.
It is not our work.
Mm-hmm.
It is not our effort. It is the work of the Holy Spirit. It is the power of the Holy Spirit. It is the identity of the Spirit in us, through us. And talaga pong ito na yung lalakaran natin. Kaya parang pag tinanong, so ang produkto, ang fruit na ninanais ng Diyos sa atin ay isang binagong buhay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yung binagong buhay na yon ay likha ng Holy Spirit sa atin. So, sa tuwi na, dapat nakikita natin yung galaw ng Holy Spirit, yung gawa ng Holy Spirit, yung identity ng Holy Spirit, which is love. So, kung wala kang love sa sarili mo talaga, wala tayo nun, you will allow the Holy Spirit to work in you and through you to produce that love. So, yun, maraming usapin at maraming talakayin patungkol dito. Pero mga kapatid, let us first memorize the fruit of the Holy Spirit. Let us intentionally walk through the fruit of the Holy Spirit. At talagang yun lang ang iasa natin sa Panginoon. The more we are connected to Him, the more we will bear such fruit. Ayan. And sabi dito, there is no law on this. Ibig sabihin, walang sapilitan. At higit sa lahat, hindi mo ito gagawin at ipoproduce dahil may takot,
mm-hmm.
dahil ikaw ay, dahil may nakatingin sa'yo, o baka ito ay may credit sa'yo. No, it's only because the old me, the me has gone. And now I am new in Christ, and through the Spirit who works in me, the Holy Spirit which God deposited in me when I became born again, ito yung ipoproduce niya
yes. sa atin. Oh, at talagang ito yan, no? Subok na subok ito sa panahon ng pandemic. lutang na lutang kung meron ka o wala ka nito sa bahay. Diba? meron bang pag-ibig? Meron bang joy? Meron bang kapayapaan? Patience! Naku po. Naku po. Yan ang madalas nawawala at nalalaglag. Kindness, no? Yung bang extra mile, no? Extra mile. Hindi mo na assignment, hindi mo na toka, pero gagawin mo pa. Goodness, yung talagang galing sa kalooban, yung kabutihan.
Kabutihan.
No? Tsaka faithfulness, no? Na kailangan po yan sa bahay ngayon. Dahil magkakasama ang pamilya at maghapon po eh. So, gentleness is much needed and self-control. No? Kasi madalas sanay tayo nung bago mag-pandemic, sanay tayo na nasa opisina si tatay, ang mga anak ay nasa school, si nanay ay kung walang work, no, ay naiiwan sa bahay. So, may kanya-kanyang mundong ginagalawan. Eh, nung nag-pandemic ay iisang mundo yung ginagalawan natin. Nag-aaral sa bahay, nagtatrabaho sa bahay, at may gawaing bahay. Kaya we need really the fruit of the Spirit. Kaya kung ikaw ay napupundi sa iyong asawa o ikaw ay naiirita sa iyong mga anak, no? Ang kailangan mo ay ano yun? Sumandig ka at umasa sa banal na Espiritu para ibigay sa iyo to. Kasi mahirap tong i-produce sa sarili mong lakas. Mahirap nating pigain yung ating puso para lumabas yung love. Mahirap, wala tayong paghuhugutan eh. Kailangan ang Holy Spirit ang pumuno sa atin para siya ang mag-produce nito sa ating buhay. At kapag nag-produce ito, sa kalagitnaan ng mga sitwasyon na hindi natin siguro parang hindi ideal situation, eh yun ang nakalulugod sa Panginoon. Producing this kind of fruit in the most unlikely place and in the most unlikely situation. Amen. Kaya the glory belongs to the Holy Spirit for producing this in us. Okay. Pangalawa, no, ay ito yon. The fruit of good works. Yan.
Yan. So the fruit of good works. So kailangan, no, makita sa atin that if we are really, no, sons and daughters of God, the nature of the Lord is really good. So, lahat, no, ng kanyang kilos at galaw ay talagang mabuti. At gayon din naman tayo, mayroon tayong mabuting gawa, mabuting kilos. At ang sabi dito, Colossians 1:10, so that you may live a life worthy of the Lord and please Him in every way, bearing fruit in every good work, growing in the knowledge of God. Mm-hmm. So, siguro ito yung works by hands, no? Talagang you intentionally do, you intentionally share, you intentionally make it happen. Yan. So, sa lahat ng larangan ng ating mga relationships, at home, in our work, in the church, sana makakitaan talaga tayo ng good work. And not only that, sabi doon, yung i-extend natin yung good work natin even to the strangers, mm-hmm, to the people we do not know, to the occasions sa talagang una hinihingi sa atin ng okasyon, kagaya ngayon, lahat tayo ay gipit, pero meron pa rin pagkakataon na talagang binibless tayo ng Lord, and think of others. So that's a good work. And also yung another theme, another side of good work is, when you do things, make it good. Mm-hmm. Make sure na what you do is excellent. Yeah. What you do, what you produce, is how God and how the Lord will do it through you. So laging merong touch of goodness, may touch of godliness, may touch of excellence.
Yes.
And smile. Wow! Yung masasabi ng tao na, you really are fantastic. Kasi, lahat gumagawa ng mabuti. Pero alam mo yun, pagka gumawa ng mabuti ang Diyos through you, may distinction. And that's the kind of fruit that God is wanting from us. The work that is good and godly, the work that is similar and same, like how Jesus would do it. That's for me, fruit of good works.
Yan. Kasi kapag nakita ng mga tao yung pulidong trabaho at gawain, no, at work of compassion, ayan, na pinupuri nila ang Panginoon. Kumbaga, nalulugod ang mga tao sa Diyos. Pinupuri nila ang Panginoon sa mga magagandang aksyon natin, no, lalo sa pagtulong sa kapwa, no, sa anumang aspeto ng ating buhay. Okay? At Ephesians chapter 2 verse 10, ito din ang sabi, no? Sabi doon ay, for we are His workmanship. O tayo daw ang masterpiece ng Diyos, created in Christ Jesus for good works.
Yes.
So talaga palang nakatadhana na sa ating gumawa ng mabuti, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Yan. Dilinawin ko lang po, ah. Hindi tayo makakarating sa langit dahil sa good works. No, makakarating tayo sa langit, magkakaroon tayo ng buhay na walang hanggan dahil kay Jesus na siyang namatay para sa atin. Pero yayaman din lang na tayo'y tinanggap na sa langit at patungo na tayo doon, no? Yung ating relasyon sa Diyos ay nagbubunga ng mabuting gawa.
Amen.
No? Yung bunga ng kaligtasan. Hindi ito a requirement for salvation, but this is the outcome or the result or the byproduct of being saved. No? Na kapag ikaw ay totoong ligtas, aba, eh, kita sa iyong gawa, kita sa iyong galaw.
Yes.
At maraming napagpapala sa iyo dahil sa iyong generosity. Maraming nabibless sa iyo dahil sa extra mile na ginagawa mo in doing what is expected of you. Ano? And the touch of excellence na binanggit ni Pastora kanina. Ano? Yun yun eh. Yan siguro yung seal of approval. This will be the sign of distinction that you really are a child of God.
Yes.
When people see how you do your work, no, for the glory of God. Amen.
Yeah. Tsaka yung standard or yung qualification, something like this, is we do not do good works because we like it. Or gusto lang natin. Kasi sabi dito, we are His workmanship,
mm-hmm,
created in Christ Jesus to do good works. That's part of our purpose. That's part of our creation,
mm-hmm,
to do good works. And one thing na kaya tayo gagawa is to glorify the Lord. So whatever you do, whether you eat or drink, do it all for the glory of God. Laging may touch ng Panginoon. Laging nakikita ang Panginoon.
Mm-hmm.
And the standard is not the human standard, but yung standard na makikita talaga yung galaw at pag-ibig ng Panginoon. So, sa panahon po na ito na medyo limitado yung galaw natin in the ministry, no? Parang hindi naman tayo lahat nakakagawa ng ministry. Pero meron tayo pa rin pwedeng gawing ministry na creative na sa panahon ngayon. Ano po kaya yun? So, hindi lang natin magagawa yung good work sa panahon na bukas.
Mm-hmm.
Magagawa pa rin natin yung good work sa panahon ng limitation, sa panahon ng persecution, kagaya ng nasa Acts, sa panahon ng takot, sa panahon ng pangamba. We are able to do it. Why? Because it is the work of God in us and through us.
Yes. Oh. And in the judgment day, bahagi po ito ng ipagsusulit natin sa Panginoon. Mm. We will be judged and measured up based on our good works.
Yes. No,
talaga pong sasalain din yung mabubuti nating gawa. At pagdating natin sa langit, no, maraming rewards dun sa mga taong maraming mabuting ginawa. Maraming rewards. Yung mga walang ginawa, maaaring makarating kayo sa langit, pero para kayong nasunugan.
Mm.
Alam mo, wala kang dala-dala doon. sayang naman. So, sana gumawa tayo ng mabuti para sa Panginoon. Then, pangatlong punto ay...
So, we have the fruit that lasts. First is change lives. Pangalawa, good works. No?
Uh-huh.
At ang pangatlo, ito na po. Ano po kaya yung fruit that lasts?
Fruit of souls won and disciples.
Yan. So, mga kapatid, ito yung isa nating dapat tunghayan sa buong buhay po natin. What really matters, no? Ano ba talaga ang pinakamahalaga? Ano ba talaga ang pinaka-importante? Ang pinaka-importante, syempre, yung mga bagay na magtatagal. Magtatagal, magpasawalang hanggan. At ang magtatagal, magpasawalang hanggan, of course, ang Panginoon, tayo na tumanggap sa Kanya, may relasyon sa Kanya, maging ang mga tao, no, na talagang tinulungan nating makakilala sa Panginoon. These are the things that will last forever. At sana magdala tayo noon. Paano yon? Sabi dito sa John chapter 15 verse 16, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit and that your fruit should abide, so that whatever you ask the Father in my name, He will give it to you." Yung fruit po dito is not the fruit of temporal fruits, no, na gusto natin parang iniisip natin, no, yung fruit ng career, yung fruit ng relationships, fruit ng personal growth, lahat po ito mawawala, eh temporal ito, eh Pero ang sinasabi dito, yung fruit that lasts is the fruit that will stay forever and ever. At ang sabi doon, yung fruit na yon na magtatagal, sabi niya, and that your fruit should abide. No, yun ding yung fruit natin magtatagal. Gayon din, yung mga tao na nawin natin sa Panginoon ay magtagal nga talaga sila. So, yun nga po, we don't just share the word, but we take care of them. We strengthen them in the faith, we strengthen them in obedience, in prayer, in everything. Just like how Paul, no, did in yung example niya sa Acts, sa Book of Acts, wherever he goes, na nakita po natin that he strengthens the church. Not only he strengthens the church that he goes through, but he strengthens every disciple. Kaya nga po nagkaroon ng Timothy, nagkaroon ng Aquila and Priscilla, nagkaroon ng marami pang mga bunga, hindi lamang ng mga lugar at mga churches, kundi mga tao na talagang grabe, wala na si Paul, pero nandun pa din. So this is our life and legacy. And this is the kind of fruit that gives glory to the Lord. So sana po magkaroon tayo ng ganitong intentionality to really look for hungry soul and to help them, no, na makakilala sa Panginoon in the deeper sense. And that they will also grow in the Lord. And when they are strengthened, when they are encouraged, they too will do whatever you have planted in them. At doon, makita po natin ang maturity and multiplication in discipleship.
Yeah, no. Yung tinawag tayo ng Panginoon, ang mandato sa atin is not go and make money, but go and make disciples. No? At saka, we are here not to win awards or trophies or championships, but we're here to win souls.
Amen.
And make disciples. Yun po yun eh. Yun ang nagtatagal, mga kapatid eh. Yung mga bahay na ginagawa natin dito ay maganda naman, pero hindi naman natin madadala sa langit. No? Eh ano yung pwede nating dalhin sa langit? No? Pwede tayong magdala ng mga kaluluwa sa langit.
Amen.
At alam niyo daw po, may nagkwento na yung daw reward mo sa langit, mama, kapag pinagawaan ka ng Diyos ng bahay sa langit.
English. No?
Is depende kung gaano karami ang nadala mong kaluluwa sa Panginoon. Kaya pagka marami kang souls na na-win, no? Eh mansyon ang magiging bahay mo, malaki. Bakit ka mo? Eh dahil maraming bibisita sa iyo. So kailangan mo ng malaki-laking bahay. Kasi maraming pupunta sa iyo, magpapasalamat sa iyong pagtsatsaga, sa iyong pag-aalaga, no? Marami talaga magiging bisita ka. Ngayon, kung wala kang nadala sa paanan ng Panginoon, wala kang na-share ng gospel, wala kang naalagaan, ano? Eh pwede na daw sa iyong barong-barong sa langit. Isang maliit na kwarto na 2x2. Eh pwede ka na daw doon. Bakit? Eh wala naman dadalaw sa iyo, no? So anyway, ang sinasabi lang po natin is, you know, God is glorified and pleased when we bring people to Him. No, napakahalaga po nun. Kaya namatay si Jesus sa krus ng Kalbaryo ay para po iligtas hindi lang ang kakaunting tao, kundi maligtas ang buong mundo. Kaya ito po ang kalooban niya. In Daniel chapter 12, verse 3, ito po ang sabi, no? And those who are wise shall shine like the brightness of the sky above. Wow. So yung ating life will shine like the brightness of the sky. Yung ating good works will shine like the brightness of the sky above. So ganun daw ang ating, you know, brilliance and the glory in heaven. No? Kapag ka maayos ang buhay natin, maayos ang mga trabaho natin, we will shine like the brightness of the sky. Pero merong special mention dito. And those who turn many to righteousness, like the stars forever and ever. Yun ang malaking kakaibahan, di ba? Gusto mo ba maging maaliwalas kagaya ng langit? O gusto mo maging maningning na kagaya ng mga bituin? Kung gusto mong madagdagan ang iyong ningning sa kaharian ng Panginoon. Ang sabi dito, those who turn many to righteousness. Sila na mga nag-akay na mga tao tungo sa katuwiran, tungo sa Panginoon. Sila na mga nag-alaga. Sila na mga nag-win souls, nag-make disciples. No? They will be like the stars forever and ever. So pwede pang matuloy yung pangarap mong maging bituin. No? Kapag ka ikaw ay nagdala ng kaluluwa sa Panginoon at nag-alaga ng mga batang mananampalataya sa Panginoon. Amen.
Amen. And winning souls and making disciples is not a requirement. No, it is God's appointment to us. If we really recognize that God is our master, that everything He gave us, no po, darating yung time, there will come a time that we will be held accountable to everything He had given us. Mm-hmm. And of course, we will be held accountable with our life, with our time, with the money He entrusted to us, everything, no? So, if we know that everything na meron po tayo ay entrusted lamang ng Panginoon sa atin at He hold accountable tayo doon sa langit, so, ano ang ating iaharap sa Panginoon? So, bakit merong accountability? Because we are not the owners of everything. Mm-hmm. He is the master.
Yeah.
So, if we see God as the master, as the owner, as the creator of everything, at He has given us purpose, He has appointed us. Yun po ang sabi kanina sa John chapter 15. Sabi niya, therefore go, because He appointed you. He appointed you. Ang word po doon ay itinalaga tayo ng Diyos. Ang tawag sa Tagalog, inappoint. Inappoint. Itinalaga, inassign, binigyan tayo ng responsibility ng Diyos. So, therefore, if we see na ang Diyos ang nagbigay dito, at kung tingin natin siya talaga yung master, no, boss natin, gagawin natin yun. Kagaya dito sa operation, dito sa lupa, di ba? Kung ano ba yung sabihin sa'yo ng teacher mo, sabihin sa'yo ng boss mo, gagawin mo. Because there's allegiance, there's honor, alam mo yun eh. Pero more than that, makita po natin why we do this, because He is our God, He is our Master, He owns everything, and we will be held accountable to everything He gave us. And most especially, this gives Him the glory. Ito yung purpose po natin. At sana makita natin itong distinction natin na bilang tagasunod ng Panginoon. Nagawa natin, nagbabago tayo ng buhay, dulot ng kapangyarihan ng Holy Spirit sa atin. At from the inside out, we bear these fruits that last. Ganda nung ginawa natin ng progression, no, ng fruits na ito. Una, tayo muna yung binabago.
Yeah.
Tayo yung inaayos. Tayo yung pina-perfect. And as we walk upon it, no, talagang dumadami ito sa pamamagitan ng pagbabahagi mo ng iyong buhay sa iba. And you just simply say to the people around you, the power of God to change is indeed true. Come on, try Him. And you would also experience a life that is changing, a life that is powerful.
Amen.
So that's the fruit that God desires, no? That God likes. And dinesign niya po ito para sa atin.
Amen. So to summarize everything, yung fruit po na ito ay fruit that lasts ay tatlo. Fruit of changed lives, fruit of good works, and fruit of souls won and discipled. At lahat po ito ay fruit ng ating abiding in Jesus and dependence on the Holy Spirit. Kasi bunga po ito ng Holy Spirit. Hindi po natin ito kayang i-produce sa sarili natin. Kapag ka pinilit po natin ito, we will just be moralizing everything. But we live in dependence of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And God, no, accomplishing this to us.
Amen.
Purihin po ang Panginoon. Now, if you have prayer requests, ay isa po ninyo dito sa ating comment box and we will be praying for you. And for now, we will ask Pastor Rositas to pray para po yung fruit na napag-usapan natin ay maging totoo sa ating buhay, sa ating pamilya, at ang bunga ay makalugod sa Panginoon.
Let us all together pray. Hallelujah. Lord, we bless your name. We thank you for the powerful word that we have shared today. Lord, this is your appointed words for us. This is your seasoned words, Panginoon, sa aming pong journey ngayon. Patawarin mo kami, Panginoon, for the times and many times, Lord God, that we disregard, O God, the power of the Holy Spirit in us. Panginoon, nahirati na lang kami, nasanay na lang kami, na nabubuhay kami, feeding our lives, feeding our souls, but nothing's happening. Nothing has changed, Lord. Patawarin niyo po kami, Panginoon, that even in our personal life, O God, we negate, we avoid, we reject change, Panginoon. Tulungan mo kami that as we grow old and as we go on in this journey, in this uncertain times, O God, we now reap and we carry the fruits of life change, Panginoon. And that change, Lord God, will really, Lord, testify that you are indeed true in our lives, Panginoon. In every aspect of our lives, tulungan mo po kami, Panginoon, na magbunga. Tulungan niyo po kami, Panginoon, na talagang mapatotohanan, Panginoon, in our family, in our life group, Lord, that we are saved by you, Lord. The old has gone, the new has come. Tulungan niyo po kami na sa tuwi na magpasakop kami sa iyo so that our lives, oh God, will be fruitful and our fruits, Lord God, is Christ-likeness, is your godliness, oh Lord. Tulungan niyo po kami. And we even pray, Father, Lord God, that we will walk upon, Lord God, the power of Jesus to do good works. Huwag kaming maging makasarili. And if you have given us the opportunity to bless others, may we do it excellently. May we do it with all of our heart, soul, and mind, because we represent you. You are the Lord who is so good, and you want people to be blessed by your good works, Panginoon. Tulungan niyo po kami, Panginoon. Lalo na sa panahon ngayon, nang daming gumagawa ng kabutihan, magawa rin po namin to without any personal motive, but to give glory unto you alone. And Lord, today, Lord, dalangin po namin that we can go out. We can go out, Lord, and intentionally win souls and intentionally, Lord, speak about you. And Lord, we pray that those people, Lord, we will bring them to you and we will strengthen them and we will help them grow. Whatever it takes for us, Lord, kagaya po ni Paul, Lord, whatever it took him, Lord God, even his life, just to strengthen a one soul, a church, Lord, gagawin po niya, because this is your will, the fruits that last forever. This is our prayer in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Masa. Very powerful prayer na yon. No, ating damhin at panampalatayaan na talaga mangyayari ang ating pong idinulog na yan sa Panginoon. Talaga magbunga ang ating mga buhay.